Y'all, I am aggravated. Sold out is the best term I can say right now. Sold out. What am I talking about? Well, numerous Republicans sold out the American people this morning. Yeah, this morning at 5 a.m. by voting to send tons of our tax dollars used that are supposed to be used for this country. Tons of it. To other countries. Yeah. While we slept, they were hard at it. 22 Republicans voted to send $95.3 billion to other countries while our country struggles. $95.3 billion. Insane. The 70 to 29 vote took place just after 5 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time, following an all-night filibuster by conservatives who objected to the bill. $95.3 billion, guys and gals. $14 billion of that is earmarked for Israel in their war with Hamas. $60 billion would go to that ass clown Zelensky for his war with Russia. The remainder is earmarked for Taiwan, and I'm sure there's some money switching hands going into the pockets of these people who voted for it, right? No dollars, not one red cent to a victim of the Hawaiian fires. You know, American citizens, not $1, no pennies, no nickels, no dimes, no quarters were sent to stop the invasion at the southern border or to complete the border wall. No dollars sent to address the northern border. Are you paying attention? According to the United States Customs and Border Protection Agency, in just the first 6 weeks of 2024, just the first 6 weeks, 988,819 illegal immigrants poured through the poorest borders of the United States. That's on top of the 3.2 million that came in 2023, 2.76 million in 2022, 1.956 million in 2021. I could just keep going. Now, two members of the GOP leadership, the ones who are tasked with making sure that the Republicans stay focused to the mission, right? Conservative values. Two of them, Mitch McConnell, who's the leader, who they've asked, actually people have asked for him to step down, and Senate Majority Whip John Thune, who's the second ranking Senate Republican, they backed this measure. Now, Senators John Barrasso and Steve Daines, also part of the leadership team, voted no, which is interesting there, right? They stood their ground. Two Democrats, Senator Jeff Merkley and Peter Welch, they both voted no, as did the independent Bernie Sanders. And it wasn't because they thought it was bad for the country. It was because they questioned Hamas and Israel's issue and whether Netanyahu needed to continue in the Gaza Strip. It wasn't because they thought money should be going to Americans. Let's make that clear. Here, I am going to tell you all 22 Republicans who sold us out under the cover of night and supported this spending bill. Now, before I give you the names, in the House, Speaker Johnson has said he's not bringing this to the floor for a vote. So it could be dead in the water, but they still could force it through unanimous consent. There's all kinds of tactics we need to pay attention to. But here's the list of the people who thought the other countries are more important than our own. Here we go. Senator John Boozman, Arkansas. Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia. Bill Cassidy, Louisiana. Susan Collins of Maine. John Cornyn, seems to sell us out a lot lately, right? The Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, sound familiar? Senator John Cornyn of Texas. Senator Kevin Cramer, North Dakota. Mike Crapo from Idaho. Joni Ernst from Iowa. Chuck Grassley, Second Amendment. He's a clown. Iowa. John Hoeven, North Dakota. John Kennedy, Louisiana. old Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, Jerry Morin from Kansas, Lisa Murkowski up in Alaska, James Risch from Idaho, the Rhino King extraordinaire Mitt Romney from Utah. We'll talk about Mitt here in a second, too. Mike Rounds, South Dakota, Dan Sullivan from Alaska, John Toon, South Dakota, Tom Tillis, North Carolina, Roger Wicker, Mississippi, Todd Young, Indiana. Now, here is the number you should call today several times, numerous times, guys and gals. Call each one of these offices. Here's the number to call to be directed to these offices of these clowns. 202-224-3121. That number goes to the switchboard every time I call it, which is a lot. The folks at the switchboard, they're kind-hearted. They're always nice. So hold your anger. Ask them to be transferred to whatever senator. And when the senator's staff picks up, let them have it. I said we'll talk about Mitt Romney again, the Rhino King. Last night, leading into it, he said that this vote was, and I'm going to quote, the most important vote they would ever take as U.S. senators. What? Get the frick out of here with that crazy BS. It's America or bust. I don't care what other countries are doing. We should not finance everything they do. America is not the World Bank anymore. It's time to take care of our own citizens. Yes, this is not strictly Second Amendment related, but they're doing all this. They're funding all those countries to defend themselves and put up their border walls while they're still simultaneously trying to strip you and me of our right to defend ourselves. They want us, they put forth a bill so that we can't even train anymore. That bill ain't going anywhere, but what they put in that bill is disturbing. I've done a video, watch it, floating above. They don't, not only can the Attorney General take action against you criminally if this were to become law, but civilly, they're empowering Karens to rat on American citizens to have them held responsible under this bill. Guys, we are in a period of time where if we don't come together as one, I'll just say this, we're closer to 1776 than we've ever been since 1776. If you're as mad as I am, let me know down below. Sound off in the comments if you love America. Throw an American flag emoji in the comments. I can't wait to see y'all on this one. I'm fired up. I hope you're fired up. I care about America. Let these senators have it. 202-224-3121. If you're into the Second Amendment or you enjoyed this rant, please like the video and subscribe to Guns and Gadgets down below. It's absolutely free for you, doesn't cost you a nickel, but it tells this crazy algorithm that tries to suppress anything related to the Second Amendment that other people should see this. And I thank you for that. Help me get to that 700,000 mark this year. That is my goal, and I appreciate y'all. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun. It's your right, doesn't matter what anybody else feels about it. You need to be your own first responder, and I'm here to help you learn about that every day. Take care. See you on the next one.